This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us. I'd like to talk to you about the mental perspective, because everybody has one. What is your mental perspective? What is your point of view? What is your point of view based on? How did you get this point of view? Well, your point of view, your perspective, is actually determined by your association. 80% of your perspective is created by your association. The Vedic literature discusses this, as the association is significantly important into what you get out of life. And then the other side of it is, as living entities, we have an intelligence and a mind. And the mind is what has the mental perspective. But the intelligence is who's weeding out what is true and what is not. Because all of us have experienced, when you find something that isn't true, later you go, oops. Somebody sets you right and says, no, that's not right. It's actually like this. Here, look. Look at that. Read this. See this? Watch. Look. Oh, my goodness. You recognize, oh, what I thought was the situation isn't. This is called illusion. Everyone in this world is subject to illusion. No debate. Doesn't matter how little you start counting. Everybody's illusion. Little kids, boy, they have all sorts of things. Oh, I thought that was done like this. They had no idea how things happen. They have so many things to learn, and they just have this simplistic mental conception until they learn the truth of the matter and then understand it correctly. And sometimes if a subject is what you call in-depth, you have to answer your child's question at one level when they're 3, another level when they're 6 or 8 or 9, another level when they're 14, 15, and another level when they're mature adults. And the issue, the subject, is the same one, because they can only grasp certain aspects during certain degrees of development. Well, you have to take a look at that and go, well, mental perspective goes through different levels of development. And you need to consider, well, what level of development is your mind at? What is your perspective based on? How much truthfulness and how much illusion is in the accumulation of your perspective of life? We have the issue that what you experience directly, you accept as unchallengeable. I've done it. I've seen it. I know. It's it. Don't challenge me. And then there's other information that comes to you. Okay, this is what happened, and this is who was there, and this is what was said, and this is what came out of it, and this is where we stand now. And you take in the factual data information. You go, okay, I got it. And then there's those situations where they say that 4,000 years ago, that this thing did that, and that thing did the next, and these people and this society, and they, the flood and the rain and the this and that happened, and the earth shook, and la 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 la. And you go, well, okay, but nobody really knows for sure, do they? Nope. So we have different levels of perspective and different levels of experiencing whereby we determine whether something is true or not. And so when we come to the higher levels of consciousness, we're actually talking about God consciousness. Because the intelligent person early on in his life identifies that there is a intellectual force independent of the living entities that is impacting on the whole manifestation from somewhere. Generally speaking, unseen. But the effects are there. There is another force. Everybody understands, and they begin to accept at a very early age, that there's nature. Nature is the one that gets labeled with these external, natural movements. The sun, the moon, the wind, the rain, the seas. These sort of things. But there's still another force there too. That's like destiny. Why did that happen? How come they got an opportunity and I didn't? How come that person was killed in the war and his brother wasn't? There's another hand, another energy level, another destiny that's going on besides. And then there's another one. And that other one is the interaction. You do something good and good comes your way. And you do something bad and bad comes your way. There's these other forces out there. And wait a minute, then there's gravity. Who's taking gravity for granted? Raise your hand. Everybody. Oh my goodness. So the intelligent person, he begins to understand that there's multiple energies at work here. Not just my energy or your energy or the government's energy or what have you or nature's energy. There's definitely some forces that is intellectual, intelligent, dynamic, up with the play. And this is when one starts, very ground level here, but he starts his understanding of God consciousness. This is when scripture comes in. This is when spiritual master comes in. This is when association of enlightened beings comes in. And your mental perspective moves out of a vague, impersonal, materialistic conception and moves into an intellectual, analytical, devotional, spiritual perspective. So we can see from the child to the kid to the young adult to the mature person to the materialist to the spiritually inquisitive. These are all advancements of the same thing, you or my mental perspective. Now, what's happened to us now in the current day and age, now this is in the last 50 years, we're being bombarded with the television set as a source of information to establish your mental perspective with. But in reality, what's happening is it's giving everybody the same mental perspective. When prior to the television, everyone had much more uniqueness because their life experiences, their perspective and analysis, etc., was unique. And so the interaction between people was much more dynamic and fruitful and enjoyable and stimulating. And now it's not like that because you get a group of people together and they all know the same stuff. They don't know anything outside the box. They've all learned it from their TV box, their silver screen. So the dynamic uniqueness that's among the humans by nature has been stifled by an artificial imposition. And the people are basically like-minded, hive-minded. And so we have that. Very, 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 very few people are actually individually being who they really are. That their knowledge, their information, their resources, their experiences, their drive for knowledge and experience is so strong that they carry a unique perspective on life, on themselves, on everyone around them. And associating with them is so stimulating because they have such a uniqueness. They refresh you. They go, oh, that's interesting. I never knew that. I never thought like that. Do you mean that you put it together like that, it does this? Well, I thought the only thing you could do was that. And this is being taken out of our lives by the hive mind television mentality and imposition upon our knowledge flow. We get all our information out of the television set, and that information is being edited by a group of people from the editor down to the news writer, down to the presenter, down to the person who carried the story who was carried on another channel. And you don't actually know what was experienced. So you're being robbed. You're being robbed. You think, oh, I get to do, I travel so many places by watching on the television. It's as good as being there. No, it's not. And you only get that person's interpretation. I've known people, I was talking to somebody at the weekend, actually, who was saying he was going to travel and he's going to spend 2 weeks in this city. And this guy sitting across the table says, 2 weeks? You can't learn anything about a city in 2 weeks. But yet all the people are sitting at home and they're watching an hour-long program and going, oh, yeah, I learned all about that town. No, you didn't. So we're in a situation where we're being artificially fed information rather than being allowed to be who we really are. And our mental perspective isn't growing as individuals any longer. It's growing as a group. And they're trying very hard to get this to be the standard. Oh, if it's good for the group, you have to sacrifice your individuality for it. No. That's backwards. There should be no group. The group is a lot of individuals together, not a lot of people with the same point of view. So the uniqueness is what's your good qualities. You need to be and develop and experience and exhibit your uniqueness and your good qualities. This is very important. This is back to developing your perspective. You already have a unique perspective, but if you're not fed all the information, you can't derive a unique conception. You get to do a few things different than the next guy, and you have a few experiences to talk about, la la la. But that needs to be accentuated, dramatically accentuated, that everything is there in front of everybody, and everyone draws out a different point of view. We get an opportunity to elevate ourselves. And as I said, we only go so far without needing a spiritual master, without actually developing our spiritual understanding. All of the religions on the world have a leader, a spiritual master, Christ, Muhammad, Jehovah, Buddha, Krishna. They all have this spiritual conception, and it's to impart a higher conception, a higher perspective to you. Now, it doesn't tell you you have to think like this and act like that. No, no, no. They're saying this is what's true and this is what's not true, and you derive your perspective from it. But we don't get that in our modern era. We only get mishmash constantly. If you see a subject or an issue on the television, they say, oh, 27 people said it's good and 29 people said it's bad. Well, we can't make a decision. Well, you decide for yourself. Thank you very much. Next story. There's no real knowledge given. There's no conclusions. You can't base your understanding. Okay, now I know what's going on. You don't get to do that. They are purposely saying that you don't get to do that. The alternative news, millions and millions and millions of people are waking up to the fact that the news media is corrupt and is controlling the amount of information that you get. And we have to wake up to it on a collective basis, that they're feeding us knowledge. The information is a war, and they're feeding us what they want us to have. And the big things they're leaving out is that they're corrupt and trying to run the show and keep us in the dark. But the people in general are happy having wine and wasting their time watching the other shows on television and don't realize how they're being exploited. So, back to the point of continuing to change your mental perspective through the duration of your life and continuing to reflect your mental perspective in a unique fashion according to your personal individuality. This is actually why we were created. The Lord desires to have us interact with Him. He is unlimited in His potencies and capacities, omnipotent, omnipresent. And He doesn't want to have everybody the same. So He allowed us all to be individuals and unique. And He doesn't take our individuality away. Now, the governments and the New World Order and yada, 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 they want to take that away because they want you to be controllable. But the Lord isn't trying to do that. He's going, you don't have to be controllable. You need to be intelligent. You'll control yourself. If all the information is available to you, you'll control yourself. Because down deep, we're all part and parcel of God, and we're divine. So it'll come, right? So the Lord isn't taking it away from you. But what does He want from you? He wants to exchange love. He wants to be present when you exhibit your uniqueness. He wants you to be your uniqueness all the time. He wants to have multitudes of living entities that are exchanging unique perspectives, ideas, comments, points of view, etc., etc., with Him constantly because He's so unlimited He can cope with that. He wants that. So wait a minute, that's like there's an opening? There's an opening in God's entourage? Yeah. Yeah. Every living entity has a spot in the entourage of the Lord, where the interaction of your unique individuality is appreciated by the Lord. And generally, if you selflessly do it, and you selflessly care, and you selflessly serve, and you're a humble person, bang, He reciprocates. If you just approach him to try to get a position, he reciprocates. Because it's a free will thing. He's not forcing you. But if you try, he's going, yeah, come on, the door's open. Please try. Yeah, let me help. Have a chair. But we're wasting our time. We're being distracted. We're being manipulated. And what's suffering? Our hearts. We're not thinking with our hearts. We're not getting a true emotional perspective, mental perspective either. We're not in a position where we are experiencing and we're filled with love of God. We're not thinking like that. So we have to realize the Lord is eagerly concerned with us. The opportunity is wide open for us. The distractions have to be controlled. The mental perspective has to grow. We have to seek out and associate with those people who haven't lost their individuality. You don't have to approve of everything I say or anyone else says, but you can take it all in and derive benefit from it. You can fill your cup of truth a little bit more with whatever percentage you can get from everybody else. The opportunity to become divine, to live in a higher consciousness, to free from the mental perspective of fearfulness. Fearfulness is being preached, bombarded into us all, constantly. Now, if you don't do that, the worst thing will happen. If you don't take that pill, you're going to be sick. If you don't get a vaccine, you will die. It goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's all just fear. They're not in control. You are in control. Run your life by running your mental perspective. Improve it. Look at it. Notice it. See who is manipulating. As I said when I started, 85% of your perspective is determined by your association. Well, what association are you getting? If you stop and look at it on a time basis, you're getting much more association from your television set than you are from individuals. And if you look at the individuals you're getting association with, there's, generally speaking, a small nucleus that you get a lot of association from and a bigger amount that you get minimal from. Well, that's not right. How do you expect to grow? You're growing according to what the television is making you grow into. You're not you anymore. Your individuality is suffering. And so is your heart. Fewer people all the time are satisfied with life. Suicide is a modern-day epidemic. It's not something that was done. It used to be somebody committed suicide. Really? Now they carry the statistics around. Oh, my God. Because everybody's hungry, thirsting for a place, for a way to contribute, for something in return, for fulfillment of their heart. To be loved, to be cared for, to be secure. It's there in love of God. It's there in knowledge of the Lord's relationship to you and your relationship to Him. That's where it's at. But we're just neglecting to use our attention and neglecting to control our mental perspective and neglecting to use our free will to sort out stuff that is repetitive and does nothing, has no value, and to reach out and touch different types of people, different groups of people, different places, etc., etc., that stimulate you into seeing broadly. So, take control of your mental perspective. It's been changing kind of automatically through your youth and through your life. You now stand back with a perspective that you believe to be the answer. And you do that. Everybody does that so they can be comfortable. But look at your heart now. How comfortable are you really? Is there anxiety there? Are you uncertain about certain things, many things? Do you wish there was more going on in your life, in your heart, in your opportunities? Do you wish that you had a higher perspective? Yes. Everybody does. Everybody who's not crazy. They want to advance their understanding and their perspective of life. They want to do more, experience more, care more, feel loved, protected, guided. This is our real life. This is what reality is. So, in the Krishna consciousness movement, the Maha Mantra is specifically designed to set up a vibration rate that purifies the mind from the contamination accumulated for a very, very long time, such that you get a clean slate, such that you get more inspiration because you're open to it, that you work in a positive way, that you see things more clearly than you did before, raising yourself to a little bit higher mental perspective. Wherever you're at, it opens the door, clears the way, cleans out the rubbish, takes out the trash, so that you can see things in a little bit higher perspective. And it becomes rewarding. And again, and again, and again, you elevate your consciousness. There's all sorts of things being shoved into your mind constantly, and yet you think, oh, this Krishna mantra, it's mind control. No, it's mind assistance. It's mind medicine. It's literally described in the Vedic literature as the solution, the medicine for this age of distraction. It's full of hypocrisy and cheating and quarreling and criminal activities everywhere you go. So everybody's got some nonsense and anxiety in their hearts, and they need to have some medicine. The medicine is directly prescribed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a devotee, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu benevolently, selflessly distributed the use of this Maha Mantra for the upliftment and the purification of the consciousness of every living entity in this material world. Specifically trying to give you a tool, a method, an opportunity. And it's being propagated by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the spiritual master for this particular planet, this universe, frankly. He's moving about life after life, planet from planet to planet, trying to give you an opportunity to understand in proper perspective. So pull yourself out of your confusion, your rut, your repetition, your hive mind, your agreeing and knowing only what the neighbor knows, by taking to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and reading of the Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita as it is. And change your point of view. Enliven yourself. Pick up a new point of view. Look at the world through spiritual eyes, not through selfish material ones. This is a great opportunity. It is a vitally important one to the progressive man, to the one who wants more out of life. And he goes, where do I find it? We're answering that question. You find it in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and reading Bhagavad Gita as it is. You will find it. If you haven't read it, don't criticize. And once you've read it, you won't criticize. You will be uplifted. It's that potent. Srila Prabhupada says if a person reads one page, their life can be turned. That is how potent. When real transcendental spiritual knowledge, free from contamination and illusion, is presented to you, that's how important it is. That's how potent it is in purifying your life, your heart, your consciousness. This is the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Srila Prabhupada, of all of his disciples who are going around trying to give this gift to people such that they can relish it and recognize that purification is available. The truth is available. We can be happy in this material world and become unique individuals with a contribution to make that uplifts us and others and returns us to our divine spiritual nature, devotional service, love of God. This is where this movement is going and why it's here for you to take the opportunity.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.